The Gulf states have also been targeted.
Yeah, that's right, George. And when you step back and look at the enormity of what's happening, it's truly remarkable. Iran's retaliation impacting the entire region. Here in Qatar, missile and drone intercepts shaking the building where we are. And there have been hits in Kuwait, Oman, Bahrain, and the UAE, falling debris causing fires and casualties. And officials say 3 people were killed and 58 injured there in the UAE. And in the Emirates alone, Iran's retaliation has involved 165 ballistic missiles, 2 cruise missiles, and more than 500 drones. And so, as you can imagine, much of the airspace in the region is closed. Airports are shut down in travel hubs like Dubai and Doha. Travelers are stranded. And at the same time, there's strong condemnation coming from the Gulf nations, including Qatar. The foreign ministry calling the missile launches towards a U.S. base in the country a violation of their sovereignty. Qatar, of course, home to Al Udeid, the largest U.S. base in the Middle East. And Doha, George, as you know, has been a key player as a mediator. And now they are calling for continued dialogue in this region that's on edge.